The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's July the 9th and we're glad you're with us. We have two topics today. We're going to talk about Heart of Missouri United Way and violence. Believe it or not, they're not violent people.
We try not to be.
They're trying to curb violence. And then Boonville Interplay Workshop. Let's start first of all with Tim Rich.
Hey.
Good to have you
here,
Tim.
Good to see you. Hope you had a good 4th.
Yeah, very nice. The Heart of Missouri United Way. Now, what is the tie-in here with the violence that we have had in Columbia?
Well, one of the things that I've been pondering ever since we saw a couple of our young people gunned down in the streets of Columbia a year ago is who's responsible for this? I mean, everybody has a reaction. We want to make someone responsible or what? And the more I get into it, the more that I see with our community impact agenda, our focus on at-risk youth, the fact of the matter is you and I are responsible for it. Now, when I say that, your immediate reaction is, well, not me, it's those people. But we see an escalating violence, we see escalating gangs, and it all really boils down to children, young people who don't have a future, they don't have a hope, they've not exceeded in school, they've dropped out of school, and what I'm hearing from the police department is most of the people carrying guns and shooting are about 20 years old. And so I believe we have to, as a community, take responsibility for that and begin to do some type of intervention and change what we're doing if we want to keep it from coming to our neighborhoods.
So how do we do that?
That's the challenge. We're starting down that road. It's finally gotten bad enough since it's on 10th and Broadway downtown. When that happened, my first response was, I'm not going downtown at night, and I'm not letting my 15-year-old son out of my sight, which is a natural reaction, but the wrong one. We have got to get involved with groups like Silence the Violence, the Columbia Community Nonviolence Initiative, which United Way has partnered with. We provided some funding. We're working with them. It's a grassroots effort of people from across the community, people from the African-American community, teenagers all the way up to senior citizens who said, we can do something about this. And so they are planning activities. They're planning interventions. Some of the young people said, listen, one of our problems is we can only go as far as our parents could go, or our mothers in particular, and we don't know how to parent our kids. We need someone to help us. And so we're looking at all the different things that we can do. What you can do and everyone else can do is invest in children. Give your time. Read to them. Become a mentor. Go to Boys and Girls Club or Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We've got to build relationships and have role models if we want these children to take a different path.
That's very well said.
Thank you.
Very well said. Can people contact you at the at the United Way?
Yes, they can. They can try at the Salvation Army.
Yeah. Going back many years, you were with the Salvation Army. They can contact you at United Way for more information.
More information.
How to help.
If you want to go to our website, it's uwheartmo.org, and there's a little volunteer tab you can click on, and it will show you all kinds of volunteer opportunities.
Specifically for young people?
For young people. And for any of our agencies, in fact. We also are working with the Silence the Violence movement. We can get you information on that. They're on Facebook. You can call our office at 443-4523, and we will do everything we can to get you involved with the organizations that are making a difference.
All right, give that phone number again.
443-4523.
All right, Tim, thank you so much for coming by.
Always a pleasure.
Heart of Missouri United Way, please come back again and keep us posted on how it's going.
Be glad to. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Tim. Now, you'll probably be interested in this because I've got Coletta Eichenberger with us from Boonville. Good to have you here, Coletta.
Good to be here, Paul.
Boonville Interplay Workshop. What is that?
Well, Boonville is the host, and Interplay is actually an international group and organization that, like our logo says, unlock the wisdom of your body. Everybody, we carry our stories, we carry our experiences in our bodies. Mm-hmm. And part of what Interplay does is help people get out of their heads and into their bodies. And if you can shake a hand, we can do this right now. Shake out a hand, shake out both hands.
Okay.
Take a nice deep breath. Let it out.
Yeah.
And that's part of what we do in an Interplay warm-up. We do breathing, stretching, sighing, and just releasing stress, for one thing. And
it kind of invigorates you. Just doing that little bit of shaking your hand and breathing deep, I could feel a rush of energy.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you feel it, Tim?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, what's really interesting is when there's an Interplay workshop going on, people come in, they don't always know each other, of course, and some people are like, I'm not even sure why I'm here. But in a very little time, you feel the energy in the room just elevate. And
there's a connection.
There's a connection.
And we're all interconnected.
Absolutely.
You know, with the technology that we have today, we think we're connected to people.
Right.
With Facebook and our texting, we think, oh, I've got, some people brag about 600
friends.
But you're not really connected.
Exactly.
It's electronic. We need to reach out and connect with people face to face.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what Interplay is about. And people are hungry for connection. They really are. And so the thing I love about Interplay is you just see the barriers just fall. And it's all about how we are just human beings, one to another. One of the things we do is hand to hand, and we just put a hand and push against each other and then take the hand away, feel that there's still that energy and that connection that goes on. And it's just so enlivening and relaxing. And you can't do anything wrong. The thing I love about Interplay is it's non-judgmental.
You can't do anything wrong.
No, you really can't. I mean, it's like, for example, one of the forms is a three-sentence story. So somebody might come forward and say, I bought a bicycle today. I shined it up. I'm going to ride it. Get off the stage. And then
as I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm thinking of what Tim was talking about with the kids.
Yes.
This is something.
Exactly.
This Interplay is something, Tim, that you might look into with the kids in Colombia to being associated with
another
community.
That's awesome. Yes.
And building those connections.
Building those connections. Well, in fact, Interplay has been done in prisons. There's a group in Pennsylvania that they take Interplay into the women in prison. They use it in hospice. I mean, it has so many applications because we all are longing for connection. Yeah. We all have stories to tell, and we want to share our stories.
We
want to know that our life experience matters, that it counts.
Right.
And none of our stories is the same. We're all unique, but we're all in this together.
The other thing that I think has changed is we've all locked ourselves in the house more.
Yeah.
That the front porch has disappeared.
Right. Yes.
Used to be people sat on the front porch and had a glass of lemonade or ate watermelon in the summertime and somebody walked by and you visited.
You just you stopped.
Or the seniors corrected the kids that were out of line.
That's right.
We need to get back to that.
Yeah.
We need to get back to that. And it's not important how many friends we have on Facebook, but how many friends we have in our heart.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
If people want more information about Interplay, what can they do?
They can contact me at my email, cm.eichenberger48@gmail.com.
Is there a phone number?
There is a phone number, 660-621-6383. That's Jennifer Davis. I'll give that again. It's 660-621-6383.
Okay.
Or they can go to interplay.org.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
By. Please come back again.
I would love to.
All right. Tomorrow, Pet Health Tips and the J.C. Little Theater. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. Bye-bye.